The problem with this defensive strategy is that it will ultimately kill you. Ironically enough, the people who offended you keep on hurting you when you're walled into isolation. Sometimes we try to justify our Lone Ranger mindset by Christianizing it with Scripture. We may say, "All I need is God. That's really all I need. I just need the Lord." But I dare you to show me one verse in the Bible that says that all you need is God. God didn't design us that way. We already covered the fact that God made us to live in community with Him and each other. God alone is not all you need. The second road leads to a more aggressive response, even to the point of acting out. If we're doing this, then we are also isolating inwardly, but it just shows up in a more obvious way. After all, we're lonely and hurting, so we deserve a little comfort, right? And since we're not being honest and transparent with others, no one has to know. Before you know it, unhealthy patterns develop, secret sins persist, and silent addictions may even take root. Soon we feel too ashamed or maybe too proud to even admit our failures and temptations to somebody else. In fact, we are convinced that if we mention a temptation to a friend, we'll be gossiped about, or if we're in ministry, even lose our job for being tempted. Sadly enough, that is sometimes the case. But temptation isn't sin. It's just sin knocking on our door. Temptation doesn't become sin until we give in and let the temptation blossom into disobedience. It's no coincidence that our enemy knows that one of the best ways to combat temptation is to be connected with friends. Confessing what you're going through takes the sting out of the enemy's bite. Social mediocrity. Another reason we don't typically have connected relationships is the pace of life. We're all going for self-fulfillment. Individualism and personal goals are raging out of control, and we're traveling through life at a high rate of speed. It's really hard to establish and build enduring relationships when we're moving through life at a Mach 2 pace. Today's technology may not be helping us stay connected either. We think we are so connected through Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and Pinterest. What's Pinterest all about anyway? My point is this. These connections we're making through social media are increasingly superficial. They're not contributing to real community and personal connection. They're thwarting it. On Twitter, we're forced to...